This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this first round playoff game on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to David Jenkins again for his outstanding pregame show, as we loved our pregame shows, the Pizza Man pregame show throughout the regular year. And it's been a great addition to our broadcast here on Friday nights. And who knows, Carl, this might be our last Friday night broadcast of the year. If Vandalia were to win tomorrow and Carlinville wins tonight, obviously, potentially, that could be a Friday night playoff game. But the second round Friday night playoff game around here is an oddity.
Yeah, we haven't seen them as often, but they would be fairly close. And, of course, being a conference game, well, not a conference game, a playoff game from your conference, it's kind of like, well, why wouldn't you just go ahead and do it? But I think Vandalia has the options.
Yes, that's exactly right. Wood River in the road white jerseys tonight. They've got the maroon pants. They got the maroon helmets. For Carlinville, the all-blue home look with the blue jerseys, white shoulders, blue pants, blue helmets, and red face masks. As the Oilers will kick it off to start tonight. And it will be on the kickoff, Reggie Newtall for the East Alton Wood River Oilers. Of course, you got Kyle Dixon waiting back there right around the 20-yard line. And remember, last week he had two pick sixes, and he is just a phenomenal threat, whether it's offense, defense, certainly special teams. He has the ability to take it to the house each and every time he touches the football. Newtall has it teed up, and this 3A first-round game from Carlinville is underway. It's an onside kick, and Carlinville was not ready, and Wood River recovers it. They pulled the Carlinville on Carlinville, Carlos.
Well, that really didn't surprise me that they onside it, because you don't want to kick deep to Dixon anyway. I was a little surprised Carlinville wasn't seeming prepared for it.
Boy, they kicked it right down the middle of the field, and nobody for Carlinville made a break on the football. And so Wood River, after winning the toss and deferring, will get the football first. We've seen Carlinville do that so many times to opponents throughout the years. So it'll be the Wood River offense on the field first. Quarterback Kenny Beecham, he's a sophomore. Ryan Dawson, a tailback, a sophomore. Senior Reggie Newtall and Damian Wiseman, a junior for the Oilers, as Beecham will work from shotgun. And they will hand it off. And a couple of yards inside of the 45, down to about the 44. The offensive line, Mark St. Peter, he's 330 pounds a senior. Adam Newberry, 245 pounds a senior. Curtis Hyde, a 230-pound junior. Mark Van, a 250-pound senior. And Jeff Martinez, a 255-pound senior. So a surprising start here tonight as Wood River recovers the onside kick. Beecham from shotgun will hand it off to Newtall running right. Has the edge, and he is out of bounds far sideline, close to a first down. He'll be out of bounds a couple of yards shy. They'll mark him just inside the 40 at the 39. The Cavalier defense, five on the defensive front. Will Walton, a senior. Tucker Hughes, a senior. Jordan Bressler, a senior. Logan Rosentrader and Blaze Ballou, also seniors. Ballou, 280 pounds at that nose tackle. Ramey Lewis and Chase Michaels are your linebackers, a junior and a sophomore, respectively. And then the dangerous secondary with Jake Ambuhl and Kyle Dixon, both seniors. Colton DeLong, the junior, and Nick Walton, a senior. So the experience of the Carlinville Cavaliers on both sides of the football. And this defense gave up just 8.2 points per game all season long, and they are facing a third and two here. And this is a situation, Carl, where if you're Wood River and you really do want to spring the upset, you get the onside kick, but you got to turn it into points.
Well, absolutely, but wouldn't be surprised to see if they just go for here, feel short, they'll still go for it in fourth down.
Remember last year in the first round when Hillsborough went down to Anna Jonesboro? They were a predominantly run team that never threw the ball, but it was a big pass play that ultimately won that game down on Anna a year ago. Will Wood River be able to complete a couple of big passes to keep Carlinville honest? On the ground here, they plow ahead. They have the first down inside of the 35, down to about the 33, a gain of around six. Nothing fancy about that. Just line up, hand it off, and plow straight ahead. Good blocking up front. It was Wiseman with the carry, the big fullback. 180-pound junior at just 5'6" is Damian Wiseman. So here comes Wood River, a first down after recovering the onside kick. First and 10 at the Cavalier 35, check that, 33-yard line. Beecham from shotgun. He will hand it off running left and a few yards there. That was Ryan Dawson. He's eventually stacked up and drove back, but not before he gets inside the 30 down to the 29. That'll be a gain of around four. So a good start here for Wood River as they establish the run. Rushed for 2,400 yards on the season, threw just 27 passes all season long. And Carl mentioned it in the pregame, but just eight games played for Wood River, and they had not played since week eight at Nokomis. Remember, they had South Mac on the schedule week nine.
Last week, so an extra week off to just prepare for the playoffs.
Second and six for Wood River at the Carthenville 29-yard line. Beecham from shotgun, two backs. They will give it to Wiseman straight up the gut. He's plowing ahead. He's inside the 25, down to about the 24. A gain of five. And right now, Wood River, nothing fancy, Carl, just good old-fashioned smash-mouth football.
Well, we didn't really expect anything different since they basically just run. And if you're going to compete with a Carthenville team, control of the ball is the key.
Carthenville, that's right. And the Carthenville defense maybe caught on their heels a little bit, not expecting to be on the field at the start. And right now, Wood River is punching them in the mouth. It looks like Wood River is about a yard short. Now the officials come together. Will we get a measurement? Yes, we will. The Chain Gang will make their first appearance of the night. Of course, we'll have all the scores tomorrow morning. Quite a few games here on the opening night of the playoffs. Obviously, a good bulk of them will be played tomorrow. Will be in Decatur as St. Teresa will host the Staunton Bulldogs. We'll have live coverage with the pregame show 1240 here on FM 106. They will stretch the chains, and boy, it is close. And it is a first down by the nose of the football. So two first downs on the opening drive for East Alton Wood River. And this is the dream start for Gary Heron and his Oilers squad.
Absolutely. Already got the clock down to nine and a half minutes.
Wood River was not too happy about drawing Carthenville for the third straight year in the first round, as they have never won a playoff game. Ninth year in the postseason. Last 2 years out in the first round here on this very field. So they will be playing a little angry tonight. Beecham brings Wood River to the line. Two backs behind him, offset his left shoulder. They will hand to Wiseman. He is hit in the backfield but bounces off and plows forward for a couple of yards just outside the 20 at around the 22 for a gain of two. Going to be second and eight, 9 minutes for the opening quarter. Wood River won the toss, deferred, and then out Carthenville on the opening kickoff recovered the onside kick. And that's a bit of an inauspicious start for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, it just, I was going to even mention, well, you probably see him hustling an onside kick against him because you don't want to kick to Kyle Dixon.
Yeah. Beecham again from shotgun, two backs, this time off his right shoulder. He'll fake the sweep, hands it off to Dawson in the backfield, and the first negative play as Carthenville ready for it and blows it up. Will Kincaid in the backfield for the stop. That'll set up third down and long for Wood River, a loss of about three on that play. Ball back to the Carthenville 25-yard line.
Which running back was that for?
That was Dawson. Third and 12.
Yeah, Wiseman's been their best runner, and he wasn't one of their top rushers for the year, but he's picked up 13 yards and three carries. See if they go to him again.
He's in the backfield behind Beecham, who works from shotgun. Claps his hand, sets the line. Oh, Misty. A miscommunication. He tried to hand it off to Wiseman. He didn't get the handoff, and now the sack by Logan Rosentrader. And you had it, Carl. They tried to give to Wiseman, but somebody turned the wrong way. That's going to be a loss of about three back to the 28, and it's going to set up fourth and 15, clock running 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Wood River has had a very nice drive here. They've picked up two first downs, but Carl, now they find themselves fourth and 15 at the Carthenville 28.
And being a running team, this is not a good situation. This is the obvious pass down.
And these are where the situations they can ill afford to get in. Beecham will pass. He's going to look left, and it is incomplete. Well defended over there by Jake Ambuhl. It would have been short of first down yardage anyway. So it'll be a four and out, nine plays for Wood River, but it ends on a fourth down and 15 incomplete pass. They kept the ball for not quite 5 minutes. So all those things are good, but Carl, they got no points out of it.
No points, and that's the key for the Cavaliers.
And let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jennifer. And right on cue, Dixon finds Will Walton down the sideline. A big gainer inside the Wood River 40, down at the 35. And vintage Carlinville right there, Carlos.
That's Carlinville for sure. And they've been we've seen a lot more deep passes just last week, Tim, than usual. I think they've kind of fallen in love with a deep pass.
A 42-yard gain for Easterday. Again, just all sorts of time, pats the football, and just throws a gorgeous deep ball. Easterday from shotgun, Will faked it along, little slant to Ambuel, and it's going to take three white shirts to eventually get him down. Nope, make it four, as Ambuel refused to go down. He's inside the 30, down around the 27. That's a play, Carl. It looked like they didn't go for much, and it ended up going for about 5 yards.
Right at five, and you know, that's their extended passing, but their running game at the same time. That's that first down play. It's like just doing a run, except you're doing a quick, safe, short pass.
Well, Cronville's already got more yards in two plays than Woodiver had in their nine. Halfway through the opening quarter, Easterday empty backfield from shotgun. Has time. Surveys. Now he's flush. He will step up and run. Has the first down. He will slide, take a hit. That should be a flag, as he slid and then got hit, but they will not throw the flag, and Carlinville is into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, online at SeaversEquipment.com. And Carl, to me, that should have been a flag.
Could have been a flag as he slid first and kind of got a late hit, too.
That's a gain of 11. As Easterday works from shotgun, four receiver set. He will step up in the pocket again. He will throw wide open middle of the field. Ambuel sheds one defender, and now he'll be slung down inside of the 5 yard line. Gain of about 19 yards from Easterday to Ambuel, and it will be first and goal for the Cavaliers. On just four plays, Carl, they've gone from their own 28 down to the Wood River 2. Officially, they'll mark it at the 3, it looks like. Ethan Wallace checks in as the tailback behind Easterday, who works from shotgun. They will pitch right to Wallace. Oh, he dropped the football, and he gets on top of it. Carlinville maintains it's going to be a big loss, so that pitch might have been a little bit low.
Yeah, the pitch a little low, threw his timing off, and lost.
Ball will be spotted at the 7, so a loss of 4. It'll be second and goal from there. 5:05 for the opening quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight, and this is football weather. A season that was played in a lot of hot conditions.
Hot,
we have finally got playoff football weather here tonight. Easterday from shotgun, no backs, four receivers. Easterday rolling to his left, looking in zone, caught. I think it's Dixon, nope, out of bounds, incomplete. He made the catch but did not stay in bounds. It'll be third and goal from the 7. Clock will stop, 4:46 for the opening quarter. Remember, Tucker Hughes not kicking anymore this year with that hamstring injury, so it's Matt Schmidt is the kicker the rest of the way for the Cavaliers. Carlinville hopes they just need him for the extra point try, though. Third and goal from the 7. DeLong, the tailback, three receivers to the right. Jarrett will fake to DeLong up the middle, throws to Ambuel. He will shed a defender into the end zone for the Cavvy. Touchdown. Easterday to Ambuel, a 7-yard touchdown on third and goal at the 4:41 mark of the opening quarter. 7 plays, 73 yards for the touchdown.
And 3 of those plays went to Jake Ambuel, as he gets the final one for 7 yards and a touchdown, 21 total yards.
Now Cronville will shift everyone to the left, except for two receivers out to the right. If they get the look, they go for two. Looks like Easterday will snap. They will go for two. Swings it to Dixon left, has to make a man miss. He does. He will walk into the end zone for the 2-point try. So after Wood River recovers an onside kick, they go 4 and out, and then Carlinville right down the field. Easterday to Ambuel, a 7-yard touchdown, 2-point conversion good. 4:41 for the first quarter. Carlinville leads Wood River 8-0 in this first round 3A playoff game on WSMI. Carlinville goes right down the field. Now they will do a little pooch kick. Gets past one of the Wood River upmen. It will go out of bounds. Not the worst thing for the Oilers. as Carletonville goes 73 yards and 7 plays in just 2 minutes and 27 seconds. After Woodiver was really running the ball pretty effectively on Carletonville until those third and fourth down plays when they got inside of the Carletonville 25-yard line. The negative plays sent them four and out. And then that big pass play, Carl, we've seen it so many times this year where on the first play of a drive, Carletonville just hits a home run.
They do indeed. And the passing game was very sharp, again, by Jared Easterday as he was 4 out of 5 for 63 total yards in that drive.
Wood River will take over inside their own 30 at the 27-yard line. 4:38 for the opening quarter. The Oilers will play power football here. Beecham from shotgun. Carletonville crowding the line, expecting the run, and they will get it. Hand off to Newtall running right, and he's got nowhere to go this time. Carletonville shuts it down in a hurry. Looked like Tucker Hughes cleaned it up. Lost a yard or two. Back to about the 26. We'll call it a loss of 1. It'll be 2nd and 11 for Wood River.
And the Oilers got that first drive after their onside kick. Looked pretty impressive, gaining on every single play until they had the one miscue, and I think that's what did them in when they was trying to go on third down. They lost a big play as the quarterback misread, or quarterback and running back weren't on the same page, and the handoff wasn't made, and a big loss was by the Cavalier defense.
Yeah, then all of a sudden it was 4th and 15, and that was a problem. Beecham faked the inside handoff, hands it off to Ryan Dawson. He's got nowhere to go. Maybe gained a yard, possibly 2. It's going to be 3rd and long. Call it a gain of 1 to the 27, so it's going to be 3rd down and about 10. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. And once again, Woodiver finds themselves in a 3rd and long situation, but this time they are deep in their own end. And when Carletonville doesn't have to, for lack of a better term, respect the pass, Carl, boy, they can just use their size, speed, and athleticism and just shut
That's
down
right.
those running lanes. Beecham from shotgun. He's going to pass over the middle. It is tipped and caught. Oh, it's caught on the deflection off the hand of Dawson into the pocket of Will Keith, and he has a 1st down for the Oilers out across the 45 at the 47, a gain of 20. Sensational. And let's go to Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you, Jennifer. And, hey, Carl, if you're going to score an upset, you need plays like that.
Oh, boy.
On 3rd down. The tipped pass for a huge gain to move the chains. Beecham from shotgun will put Newtall in motion, and now he will stick it into the gut of Wiseman, and he plows across midfield down to the Carletonville 47-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. And when you have a play like that, Carl, is it lucky? Sure. But sometimes you need lady luck on your side.
Absolutely. And you got your receivers, you know, they're paying attention to the ball. That's the key.
Yeah, that's a great job by Will Keith. That is hard to catch a pass like that on the deflection. Keith, a 5'6", 130-pound junior. Had his wits about him there. 2nd and 4 for the Oilers. Inside handoff, Wiseman, and nowhere to go this time. Carletonville shuts it down in a hurry. Cavies say the ball came out. Did it? Yes. And the Cavies have it. Oh, man. Tough for Wood River there after the tip pass completion for 20. Then a nice run into Carletonville territory. Wiseman coughs it up. And the Cavaliers will take back over possession with 1:57 for the opening quarter. They will start at their own 47-yard line. The Oilers have not been able to capitalize on the onside kick recovery to start the game and then the big tip pass completion. 4 receivers into the right slot for the Cavies. Empty backfield. Jarrett. Oh, it's a straight quarterback draw right up the gut. Oh, what a juke move. He has a 1st down. Tricked everybody. He is down at the Wood River 41-yard line. A gain of 12. And the sneaky rushing ability of Mr. Easterday.
Well, and you can tell they're just not even paying attention to Jared Easterday, so he's got wide open territory just to take any time he wants, it looks like.
Same offensive formation. It's the same play, quarterback draw, and this time Jared tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. The offensive line for the Cavaliers, left tackle Jordan Bressler, 240 pounds. Left guard Alex Dawson, 240 pounds. The center, Siler McLean's 230 pounds. Right tackle, Jonathan Stillwell, 275. Right guard, Blaze Ballou, 280. And they are all seniors. The unheralded group here on this Carlinville team, no doubt, that offensive line. Four receivers again stacked in the right slot. Easterday has time. Surveys over the middle. Picked off. Threw it right into traffic. Just the second interception of the year. Picked off by Sean McKee. He was looking for Dixon on the slant, and he might have telegraphed that one or tried to force it in.
Did telegraph it, but it looks like he might have threw it just a little behind Dixon for one, because you know Dixon's going to get a hand on it usually.
Just his second interception of the season. And unlike the first one, Woodriver did not fumble the run back. Well, the Oilers have had a series of plays here that you need if you're trying to spring a big-time upset on the road in a postseason game. Can they turn it into points? They will start at their own 48-yard line after the McKee interception. Beecham will hand to Dawson, running left. He's in trouble. Rosentrader tracks him down, slings him down, back inside the 45 at the 44. A loss of four as Logan Rosentrader, off that defensive end position, just tracked him down at 6'7", 200 pounds.
Something we talked about, this defense of the Cavaliers has size and speed, and you can't get on the outside on them at all.
You normally expect on a running back sweep for the backs to be able to get around the defensive end, but he was not close to getting the edge that time on Rosentrader. Clock running inside of 25 seconds for the first quarter. Carlinville leading 8-0. Easterday just threw just his second interception of the season. Beecham hands off to Newtall, and Newtall, he will plow forward close to the original line of scrimmage as he crossed the 45, just shy of the 48-yard line. We'll call it a gain of three. And that'll be the final play of the first quarter. Woodriver doing what they need to do. They recovered an onside kick. They have turned over the Carlinville Cavaliers with an interception. And after 12 minutes here in the first round of the 3A playoffs, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 8, the East Alton Woodriver Oilers 0. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Grant, thank you very much. That is a shocking score here in Bree Central leading Rochester. Carlinville just up on 8 against Wood River as the Oilers have the football, 3rd and 10 from their own 48. Beecham going to throw the slant and incomplete, almost intercepted as Nick Walton jumped the route. Didn't get the pick, but he did force the incomplete pass. And he was about a half step away from interception, and that would have been points.
I think that would have been pick six for sure.
It'll bring up fourth down, and Wood River will call on their punting unit. Ryan Dawson will punt it away. He will stand at his own 35. Ambule and Dixon stand back at their own 25. Just underway, second quarter. Snap back to Dawson. Nice kick. It'll be Ambule hauling it in at the 15. He will give the handoff to Dixon on the end around. Kyle makes a couple of guys miss. Little stutter, step still on his feet. Stiff arm, spins away, and he is all the way out across the 40 at the 43-yard line. And Carl, that young man just never ceases to amaze when he has the football in his hands.
And that's where he's best, is in the open field after he picks a ball off or takes a punt or a kickoff. He's just dangerous.
Woodriver had him hemmed in over there on that sideline. All sorts of jerseys around him, and you just can't get him down.
He's got those quick moves and leaves the defender just standing there.
So the Oilers got an interception their last time out, just the second pick of the year for Jared Easterday. The other one came all the way back in the first game of the year. And whistles before this snap will blow it dead. You look at this Wood River defense, Gavin Haynes, Mark Van, Hunter Morales on the defensive line. Richard Stewart, Hunter Roberts, Josh Franklin, Damian Wiseman, Sean McKee, the backers, Reggie Newtall, Ryan Dawson, and Will Keith in the secondary. And when you look at the stats defensively for Wood River, Richard Stewart has 56 tackles, 5 sacks. Gavin Hayes has 10 sacks on the year. And Hunter Morales, 6.5 sacks and 14 tackles for a loss. They do have some playmakers on the defensive side, as East Alton Wood River. False start penalty makes it 1st and 15. Gets it out to Ambule. He slipped, and he will lose yardage back to the 35, as that time Easterday had pressure right up his gut. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. So Taylorville and Rochester, both unbeaten on the year, getting tested early in their playoff games, just like Carlinville is here tonight. And Carlos, that's the beauty of the postseason. You can't take anything for granted. You can't make assumptions that, oh, okay, well, you know, we were 9-0, they were 5-4, whatever the case may be. Wood River 6-3 on the year, but especially a team like Wood River, they come in with a chip on their shoulder tonight. Third straight year they have to come to Carlinville in the opening round, and the last 2 years, I think it was 128-38 has been the combined score. So Wood River much better this year, I think, than they were the last 2 years, and they are playing like a team with a purpose here tonight. They've just not been able to put points on the board to capitalize on some of the things they've done good early.
Yeah, good defensive series right now is his third and 18 yards.
Second and 18
penalty, I forgot.
As Easterday will hand two to Long. Colton hit in the backfield, tried to hurdle over, couldn't do it, and he will gain just, I think, 1 yard out to the 36-yard line. It's going to be now third and long for the Cavaliers. And I want to give Wood River more credit than anything Carlinville's not doing. Carlinville may be a little flatter than we've seen them before, but I give the credit to Wood River.
Well,
the way this game started, recovering the onside kick.
Yeah, they had a game plan for sure.
Now can the Oilers get off the field on third and 16? This would be a huge stop. Easterday has time. He's going deep, looking for Dixon. Caught at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
And there's your answer every time you need it.
Jarrett Easterday, a perfectly thrown football on third and 16. 63-yard touchdown.
And what did Kyle need?
He needed, what, about 50?
Yep, he'd be over that 1,000-yard mark we said he most likely would get to on that one catch.
In style. Three plays, 57 yards on the touchdown drive. Now, again, they give that two-point look. They went for two, got for two on their first touchdown. Everyone shifted to the left. Jarrett surveys the situation. I think they're going to snap it again. They will. Two-point try. They'll swing it out to Dixon. Miscommunication there. He threw it. Dixon wasn't ready for it. There was pressure right up the gut from Gavin Haynes, and the two-point conversion is no good. 10-41 for the first half. Carlinville leads Wood River 14-0. This is the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Well, you mentioned it, Carl. Every time they need a play, Jarrett Easterday delivers. Onside kick, but the Oilers were ready for it. Bounced right up into the pocket of Will Keith, and the Oilers will take over on the Carlinville 47-yard line.
That's a hard kick that they think they're going to get through that first line, but it went right to the Keith, who made a great play on it, actually.
When you wonder, Carl, remember
ball to catch.
Last week, high bounces with the dry field.
Right.
A lot wetter conditions here tonight. And what an awesome pass completion from Easterday to Dixon. Third and 16. You feel like, okay, maybe Wood River has some momentum here, and Carnival just snatches it right away.
And it's, you miss it, you punt. You hit it, it's a touchdown. Mm. That's what they did, hit a perfect pass.
The Oilers have done a lot of things well here through the first quarter and couple minutes, but nothing to show for it. Down 14-0. Can they get something here? Beecham will hand off to Wiseman. And he gets 1 yard down to the 46 of the Cavaliers. It'll be second down and 9. Wiseman fumbled his last carry. That was two possessions ago. Teams exchanged turnovers there after the Wood River fumble. Easterday was then picked off by McKee. Cavalier defense has come up big here in the first half, stopping East Alton and Wood River after the onside kick recovery. Then had a three and out that led to that long Kyle Dixon touchdown from Easterday. Beecham going to run the option. Oh, what a bullet pitch out to Newtall. Caught it right in his face mask, and he'll be pushed out of bounds just inside of the 45. That pitch had some steam on it.
Yes, it did. About pitched it right out of bounds, didn't he?
It was like an overhand baseball pitch. Down to the 44, so a gain of two. I don't know how Newtall even caught that ball. If he hadn't caught it, it might have just stuck right in his face mask. Well, they marked him at the 45, so it'll be a gain of just one. And Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break. Jennifer, thank you so much. And as we come back here live to Carlinville High School, East Alton and Wood River doesn't like the look on 3rd and 8, and they're going to take a timeout. 9-14 for the first half, Carlinville leading 14-0. You're listening to the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Timeout is over. Wood River has it, 3rd and 8 at the Carlinville 45-yard line. Kenny Beecham will work from shotgun. 3 receiver set, and he's going to throw. Beecham in the pocket, looking deep, and it is incomplete as Walton had the coverage out there on the big fella, Gavin Haynes, the 245-pound tight end.
Looked like a pretty good-sized wide out there. I noticed that for Wood River.
That'll be 4th down and 8 now for Wood River with 9:08 for the first half at the Carlinville 45-yard line. And we'll see if they will punt or go for it. I think they're going to punt it away, play the field position game.
Let's see if they do what most teams do when they punt, and that's punt out of bounds.
Right. Not a bad strategy when you're kicking to Mr. Kyle Dixon. They will punt it, and the whistle comes down, and probably a good thing because they punted it right to Dixon. The flags come out. Let's see who this marker will be on.
Carlinville is still trying to get players on the field.
And it's on Carlinville, illegal substitution, so they had too many men on the field. That'll be a 5-yard penalty and make it 4th and 3, and that might change Gary Heron's decision.
That's more in their cup of tea, and that's going for a run possibility here.
And it looks like the offense is back on the field, so sometimes it's the little things. And
Carlinville's done a lot of little things wrong so far in this football game, especially for them.
And they didn't do many things wrong, big or small, all season, yeah. So it looks like the offense for Wood River is on the field. Instead of 4th and 8, it's 4th and 3 after Carlinville had too many men on the field. So a big spot here for this Cavvy defense. Can they rise up and turn the Oilers over on downs? You know what's coming. Most likely power football. Beecham from shotgun will motion a man. That's Dawson. And they will hand to Wiseman. And he is close to the first down. And I think he got it as he got tackled forward.
Yeah.
And he should have the first down.
Wiseman's been their little workhorse, though he does have that fumble himself.
Needed 3. I think he got 4 at the 36-yard line. So a costly penalty on Carlinville gives Wood River an extra chance, and they capitalize. 9 minutes, first half. A 14-0 Carlinville lead. Wood River, though, has had their opportunities. They have not been able to make the crunch time plays here in the first half, whereas Carlinville has. Big touchdown on 3rd and 16, a 63-yarder from Easter Day to Dixon. Beecham from shotgun, 2 backs in the backfield for him. He'll fake the handoff, going to roll, steps up in the pocket, and intercepted by Nick Walton. Thrown behind the intended target, Will Keith, and Walton went from quarterback to wide receiver and comes up with the INT.
And you wonder, Wood River's been effective running, Tim. Why go to the air against a team that lives by the air and has a ton of great defensive backs?
And a team for Wood River that runs the ball almost at an 80% clip, maybe more than that even, and they are picked off. Nick Walton made a great play on the football. We've talked about the ball skills of this Carlinville secondary. They will take over just outside their own 20 at the 22. Easterday from shotgun. Will they go deep again? Jarrett will set up the little screen pass to Ambule, and he will get out close to the 30-yard line. Pushed out of bounds there. Nice gain on first down of about 7 yards. And the clock running 8:15 for the first half. And we'll get a game break after this Carlinville snap here as they have it 2nd and 3 at their own 30-yard line. Easterday from shotgun, 4 receiver set, 2 each side of the formation. Jarrett will hand to DeLong. He's hit in the backfield and nowhere to go. No gain. Here's Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you, Jennifer. 3rd and 1 for the Cavaliers, and it's really not a full yard. Easterday from shotgun. I don't know if we've really seen him under center all year. Maybe once or twice. Hand off to DeLong, bounces outside, and he keeps moving forward. The ball is out, and Wood River is on it. Was DeLong down? That's the question. Woodiver says no. I have not seen the signal yet. But DeLong was close to being down. Let's wait and see. He was not down. It's a fumble.
Oh, another turnover by the Cavaliers.
They came in with just three first-team turnovers all year, five total. And now that is their second fumble of the half, their third turnover for the ball game. They've matched their first-team total all year here in the first half. Two fumbles and a pick. 7:21 for the first half of play. Wood River will start at the Carthenville 39. Second straight possession. The Oilers start on the Carthenville side of the field. They will hand it off to Newtall, and he gets down to about the 35 for a gain of four. Boy, and this, Carl, is where if you're Wood River, do what you do and just pound that football power style.
Already in four down territory. Just don't get those negative plays on you.
7 minutes, first half. Wood River hanging tough against Carlinville. They have forced three Cavalier turnovers.
I was just thinking two.
The pick, the two fumbles and a pick?
Well, I thought the fumble Carlinville recovered.
Oh, you're right.
Two turnovers.
Well,
yes, it fumbled it twice, but Wallace recovered his own fumble.
No, you are absolutely right. I looked at my sheet wrong. So second turnover. As, again, they turn the wrong way, gets it off to Wiseman, and he will be hit shy of the 30, and it's going to set up third and short. That was a gain of about five, maybe a long five. It'll be third and one. 6:15, first half. Uncharacteristic mistakes for Carthenville here in the first quarter and a half of this playoff game.
And you could look at the onside kick. They were kind of like shocked, which amazes me because they do it all the time.
Right. Beecham will hand to Newtall, running right, has the first down at the Carthenville 26-yard line, a gain of three. You know, it's like in basketball, teams that press don't like to be pressed for whatever reason. And you're right, that onside kick at the start of the game just kind of changed the feel. Right away. Especially since Carlinville, whenever they win the toss, they always kick. And that's usually what they do.
Right.
Onside kick. 5.5 minutes for the first half. First and 10, Wood River at the Carthenville 26. They will motion a man, that is Dawson, and they will hand to Wiseman, running right. Not much there. He is wrapped up quickly by Rosentrader. Gain of about one on the play to the 25. Remember, Carlinville will kick off to start the second half. So if Wood River can score here, get into the locker room down just one touchdown, boy, they'd sprint into the locker room. A shocking development here so far with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, a 14-0 Carlinville lead. Hand off to Dawson running left, and
a flag
comes out. In the area of offensive holding. Been a relatively clean game with the penalties so far.
Just a couple against the Cavaliers, both just 5-yard penalties, but the one was huge at the time as Wood River went for it and then got a first down.
It's going to be a chop block on the Oilers. Let's go to Jennifer Graham for a WSMI game break. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. And if you're Alden going all the way to Rolling Meadows, you might as well win. Up two touchdowns early are the Redbirds, and that's a big penalty on Wood River with the chop block. A 15-yarder takes the football all the way back to the Carthenville 39-yard line. And in a run-dominant offense like Wood River has, Carl, you just cannot get behind the chains.
They have not looked that sharp in the passing game. They had the 120-yard big completion, but that was a tip pass.
Yeah.
So you can't count on them very often.
No. Second and 20 for Wood River. 4.5 minutes for the first half. Entertaining football game here to kick off the postseason. Motion man Newtall takes the handoff, and he's got nowhere to go. Carlinville tracks it down with their speed and size. As looks like Jonathan Stillwell was in on the stop of Newtall that time. He got to the lost a yard, it looks like, back
Those
to the 40.
Slow sweep plays to the ends just do not work well against Carlinville. That's the second time they try to go slow sweep, and it just does not work.
Well, the last time Rosentrader tracked it down, this time Stillwell got it. Third and 21 from the Carthenville 40. Inside of 4 minutes for the first half. Will this be four down territory, and if so, does that affect the third down play call here for Gary Heron and Wood River? It's a run with Wiseman straight up the middle, big hole, and then it shuts in a hurry as he will be stopped at the 36-yard line, a gain of four. And another one of those plays against Carlinville, Carl, where it looks like it go for nice yards, and
yeah,
it's a four-yard gain.
It's going to be a seven-plus yard gainer, and it's only four.
So it's going to be fourth down and long, and Wood River will punt. The Oilers have done so many things well and right here in the first half. They have just not been able to capitalize with points. Dawson to punt it away. That kick is angled nicely away from Dixon. Takes a bounce around the 10-yard line. Good punt from Ryan Dawson. Going to pin Carlinville back inside their own 10.
And you got to say that East Dalton Wood River has done a good job in almost all aspects. Of course, they also have a couple turnovers themselves.
And that has really hurt them. They picked up two first downs after recovering that onside kick to start the game, but could not capitalize. It's going to be first and 10 at about the 8-yard line for Carlinville. 3:07 for the first half. This is where they can be so dangerous late in the half. Three receivers to the left. Easterday will hand to DeLong. Colton DeLong running right, and he is out across the 10. Looks like he's shy of the 15 at the 14. Gain of about six for Colton DeLong. Clock will run inside of 3 minutes. Hats off to this Oiler defense as well, Carl. They have really contained this Carlinville offense. You're not going to stop them, but whatever really is containing them.
And Cavaliers have not established a true running game. Take away the quarterback runs.
Easterday will hand, nope, fakes to DeLong, and he has a first down. Again, a slide, no flag on a big hit on Easterday. He's slow to get up, and I don't know how that is not a flag in 2018. That looked like it was in the head and late on the slide. Chad Easterday screaming at the official. I don't know how there's not a flag on that. 1950, probably not. 2018 in high school, that's got to be a flag. Man. I mean, he slid and got popped. He didn't slide late. That's hideous. He got a first down, though, but he paid the price for it at the 21-yard line, a gain of seven. Clock running 2:10 for the half. Jarrett from shotgun. Oh, the snap goes right through his hands. It's into the end zone, and he will slide on top of it, and that's going to be a safety. And, Carl, you wonder if the big hit the previous play had an effect on that. It went right through his hands. So no call on what should have been an unnecessary roughness penalty, and the next snap goes through the hands of Easterday into the end zone for a safety. Wow.
Tough break for the Cavaliers. And, yeah, I got a question if he just wasn't quite all there yet.
I mean, that was a nasty-looking hit that he took on that previous play. It was high and it was late. No flag came out. And the next play is a safety. The snap looked good. Looked like Jarrett just had to go through his hands. And you hope Easterday's okay. 2:03 for the first half. And will that be the big momentum play that Wood River needs? Now they will have a chance on the free kick, Carl, to get more points here at the half, getting the football to start the third quarter. Third straight year, Carlinville and Wood River have met in the first round, and this is by far the most competitive the Oilers have been in any of the three matchups.
Without a doubt there, and of course,
Jarrett.
Jarrett has to do the punting here as they will punt instead of kick off. I think he had the option either or.
Yeah, the free kick will come from the 20-yard line. 14-2 after the safety. There's been two slides that Easterday's had here in the half where he was hit late. No flags on either one of them. Now Jarrett with the free kick from the 20. 2:03 for the first half. He will kick north. Slight crosswind here at Carlinville tonight. Beautiful night for football. As Easterday set for the free kick, it's a low liner. It will bounce at the 45, gets past Dawson, rolls inside the 30. He'll pick it up at the 25. Can he make a move? No. He will plow straight ahead down at the 32, and Woodiver will take over first and 10 from there. Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break. Jennifer, thank you very much. So this game has just gotten a little bit more interesting. 14-2. Wood River has the football following the safety and the free kick. They will start at their own 32-yard line. A great punt from Easter. They got a great roll. They will hand to Newtall, trying to run right. He's got nowhere to go. He is met by Dixon as we have Ramey Lewis going flying out of bounds about 7 yards up the field. Not sure what happened there. I think Mark St. Peter might have drove him right out of bounds. So that's going to be no gain, actually a loss of a yard on the play. Back at the 31, 90 seconds for the first half. Stay tuned, Jennifer Graham. We'll have some halftime scores coming up here on WSMI FM 106. Some tight ball games here in the opening round of the postseason.
One thing you can say, the Cavaliers' defense has played well and come up with a lot of big plays.
They've had to make those plays. Second and 10, Beecham will hand it off to Wiseman running left, and he's got nowhere to go. Couple of yards on the play, out across just to the 35. Going to be a gain of about 3. And the clock will run inside of a minute for the first half. And who's going to take the timeout here? Carlinville takes the timeout. They're going to try to get the football back. 58.6 seconds for the first half. Carlinville leading Wood River 14-2. You're listening to the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Third and 7 after Carlinville took the timeout. 58.6 seconds for the first half. Beecham from shotgun. Two backs off his right shoulder. They will hand to Wiseman running left. And he is at the sticks. And I think he got the Wood River first down at the 43-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play on third and 7. So that basically ensures Carlinville will not get the football back here in the first half. Seconds, clock running, first half. Beecham from shotgun. Wiseman's been the back that's given Carlinville the most trouble here in the half.
He's been the workhorse.
It'll be Newtall this time running right, trying to get outside, and he's got the corner on Walton. He will get out of bounds, and Quinn Steiner, one of the assistant coaches, slipped. And Carl, it's wet down there, and they've got that big plastic tarp on the sideline, and that has caused a couple of slippages.
I think, yeah, you slip on it normally a little bit after you go from the grass field, but it's wet, so it's extra slick.
Let's see. That is a gain of 17 for Newtall. That's got to be their longest rush of the night.
Longest running play. Of course, a 20-yard pass was their longest play of the game.
25.6 seconds for the first half, and all of a sudden Wood River in that scoring threat zone right now. Even though they're not a passing team, you have a chance with 25 seconds in the half at the opponent's 40. Carlinville defense needs a stop right here and now. Beecham from shotgun. They will hand to Newtall running left, and Carlinville going for the strip didn't get it, but they keep Newtall in bounds, and the clock will run, and Wood River going to have to take a timeout, and they will get it with 16 seconds for the half. The ball will be spotted right at the 35. That was a gain of 5. Interesting ball game here in the first round of the 3A playoffs at Carlinville. The Cavaliers lead East Alton Wood River 14-2. We'll see if the Oilers can punch it in at the end of the half when we come back following these messages on WSMI. 16 seconds for the half. Second and 5 Wood River at the Carlinville 35-yard line, trailing by 12. They will keep it on the ground. That is Newtall, and he almost had the ball stripped out by Ambuel. He'll be brought down at around the 31-yard line, and another timeout taken by Wood River. 9.9 seconds for the first half. Entertaining so far. 14-2 Cavaliers lead. We're back to Carlinville following these messages. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studio. She'll have some halftime scores coming up with just 9.9 seconds for the first half. Can Wood River punch it in down by 12, 14-2? They will fake the inside handoff. It's going to be a flea flicker. Dawson airs it out, and it's deflected away nicely. Double cover down there. The Cavaliers did not bite. Walton, Nick, and Dixon Kyle with the coverage. 2.3 seconds for the half.
Though, good defense. They get another shot at it with 2.3 seconds.
Just enough time.
Just enough time to throw another one up there.
And I suppose, Carl, it's not surprising that a team that predominantly runs the ball would go to a halfback pass in that situation.
Yeah, and really, you got to figure the defense is going to be pulled up real quick when they see the pitch. But the Cavaliers did stay home. Good coaching there, really.
Yeah, in a half where Wood River's had so many opportunities to break through, they have not been able to do it. Can they score on the final play of the half? It's fourth and one. That doesn't matter. This will be the final play, which is 2.3 seconds left in quarter number two. Beecham going to throw it deep, and it is knocked away, almost intercepted by Ambule, but it falls incomplete, and that's the final play of the first half. So after two-court, Chad Easterday telling his kids to stay on the field. I don't know if he's thinking there might be some more time as Woodiver comes off the field, or maybe he just wants to have a conversation with his team before they head to the locker room. I think that's exactly what he wants to do now. They're on their way. So after two quarters in this first round 3A playoff game, the third-ranked Carthenville Cavaliers getting all they want from the East Alton Wood River Oilers. At the half, it is Carthenville 14, Wood River 2. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Jennifer Graham has some halftime scores in 30 seconds.
Tim Eyes, Carl the Bar back here at Carthenville High School. Cavaliers leading 14-2 at the half, and the Oilers will receive the second half kickoff. And tomorrow, Carl, we will head over to Decatur for a 2A first round game as the Staunton Bulldogs at 5-4 will take on St. Teresa, who is 9-0. Of course, Carthenville went up to St. Teresa last year and got a great win in the second round of the playoffs, and we saw Jacardia Wright firsthand last year, and boy, the young man is back and more impressive this year.
You got to expect the Bulldogs are going to have their hands full, but they did play this Cavalier team a pretty good first half when the game we watched against them. So
that Jacardia Wright, he's on the Kyle Dixon type of level to where just when he touches the ball, you got to stop what you're doing and watch.
Right.
He is a phenomenal football
player.
In
the open field, you're probably done.
Staunton's going to have their hands full trying. You're not going to stop him. You just hope to contain him. He's got 36 rushing touchdowns on the year. They average, I think, close to 60 points a game this year. So we'll have live coverage tomorrow, 12:40, with the pregame kickoff 1 o'clock here on FM 106. Of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. So here we go. Matt Schmidt will kick it away, and it'll be an onside kick off of Will Keith, and the Oilers dive on top of it as Josh Franklin got on the football at around the 43-yard line, and that's where Wood River will take over first and 10. 14-2, certainly a surprising score so far, but as we said, give Wood River the credit. They have forced Carthenville into some uncharacteristic mistakes, and we'll see if the Cavaliers come out with a little more razor focus here in the third quarter. And that's more on the offensive side. The defense has been good.
Defense has been solid. Now they've given up some big plays. Nothing killer, though, where they go the length of the field, but they've given up some.
Kenny Beecham will work from shotgun, two backs off his left shoulder. They will hand to Wiseman straight ahead to the 45, across the 45 to the 46, and a gain of three. On first down, we'll set up second and 7. Jared Easterday looking at him on the sideline. He appears to be just fine. Took a big, big hit at the end of that first half. He was slow to get up. Then the next snap went through his hands into the end zone for a safety. He stands on the sideline, got his hands and his hand warmer behind his back, waiting for his chance here in the second half. Beecham will hand off to Newtall, running right, and Dixon says, nope, you will be down right there. Took his knees out at the 45 for a loss of one for the speed of Dixon.
That was a big defensive play there.
The closing speed. There is nothing he can't do on a football field. Dangerous when he's in between those lines. And he never comes off the field, Carl.
No. He's either returning, kicking, or returning the kick, punt, or defense, or on the receiving end.
Catching touchdowns. Yeah. That could be offense or defense, has three pick sixes this year. Of course, two of them last week in that big 99-yarder at Vandalia. Third and 8. They will hand to Newtall, running right. Stays in bounds, and he tightropes the sideline. Where did he step out? Oh, nope, he didn't tightrope as good as I thought he did. He's out of bounds at the Carthenville 49-yard line. And he's going to be about 2, maybe 3 yards shy of the first down. Well, if he didn't step out there, he would have had the first down. So it'll be fourth down. And if you're Woodiver now, this becomes gambling time. You have to go for this.
You think they just as well. The Cavaliers' offense is the type that doesn't matter what part of the field they start on, really.
That's exactly right. Can their power running game pick up 2 yards on fourth down?
You would look for a Wiseman carry here. Beecham will motion to man. Oh, Wiseman and Beecham run into each other, but Wiseman plows forward. He has the first down. Got 3 yards when he needed two. Ball will be spotted at the Carthenville 46-yard line. When that play didn't get off to a good start.
Well, remember, that was one of the stops earlier, was when quarterback and Wiseman turned, and neither quarterback ended up with the ball, and Wiseman missed it.
Cavaliers getting tested here in the opening round of the 3A playoffs. Third straight year these two teams have met in the first round. All the Carthenville, the first two were Cavi blowouts. Nothing of the such here in the third matchup. Beecham will motion Newtall. He will hand to Dawson coming the other way. And Ryan Dawson has a hole in a seam. He's at the 30. In the Severs equipment red zone and into the end zone for an Oiler touchdown. There's the big play that Wood River has been searching for, a 46-yard touchdown on the opening drive of the third quarter. And Carthenville might be in some trouble tonight.
Going to have to get it going.
A 46-yard touchdown winds up being a 57-yard touchdown drive in five plays. Comes at the 9:50 mark of the third quarter. And once he, remember, Carthenville crowding the line of scrimmage, so once he got through that second level, there was nobody there. Oilers will go for two. Beecham from shotgun, claps his hands to set the line, motions Dawson right to left. They will give to Wiseman, and he is hit and stopped shy of the goal line. But a big-time statement to start the third quarter for East Alton. Wood River, a 46-yard touchdown run courtesy of Ryan Dawson with 9:50 to play in the third quarter. Carthenville 14, Wood River 8. This is the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Most game pressure Carthenville has had all season long. Closest any team has been to them in the second half. It's a six-point game. Newtall, little mid-range pooch kick. It's going to be fielded by Dixon. Dancing at the 35, turns the corner at the 40, bounces outside, stiff arm at the 45, and he is down and stopped at his own 45. So it'll be good field position for the Cavaliers to start. First and 10, and Carl, we wondered how the Cavaliers would respond in a second half. We were mainly talking about the fourth quarter, but here we are, 9:39 for the third quarter. It's a six-point game.
It's a six-point game, and now the one part that did the best gave up one big dangerous play, which ended up being a touchdown.
And the longer this game stays close, the more pressure that goes to Carthenville. No pressure on Wood River. They've got that house money working. Four receivers set, two each side of the formation. Wallace is the tailback. Easterday will fake to Wallace, throws a quick hitter to Will Walton, and Walton gets the midfield for a gain of five. Two first-half turnovers for Carthenville, uncharacteristic. Then a long touchdown run surrendered on the opening drive of the second half, also uncharacteristic. A lot of uncharacteristic things going for Carthenville tonight. And that's how upsets happen. Long way to go in this football game. Cavaliers, at this point, you say, clinging to a six-point lead after they led 14-0. Easterday will hand to Wallace. Ethan Wallace straight ahead has the Carthenville first down into Wood River territory at the Oiler 41-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards. Two running plays to start for Carthenville.
And that'd be the longest run from scrimmage with one of the running backs.
Three receivers in the right slot. Dixon all by himself on the left side of the formation. Wallace the tailback. They will give to Ethan. Straight ahead. Has a nice seam. Ethan Wallace still on his feet, dragging would-be tacklers down to the 20-yard line. A gain of 21 yards. And Carthenville in the Severs equipment red zone. Score big at Severs and mow like a pro with Xmark, Hustler, and Ferris online at SeversEquipment.com. So a heavy dose of Ethan Wallace here for Carthenville. Again, three receivers to the right. Wallace the tailback. They will give to Ethan again, and he is down after a short gain, spun away from a big hit, down to the 16-yard line and a gain of four. 8:20 for the third quarter, 14-8 Carthenville. Cavaliers looking to the sideline for the play. Play clock, plenty of time there, down to 16 as Easterday gets Carthenville to the line. Wallace still the tailback. Three receivers spread out on the right side of the formation. Will Walton, top side. They will give to Wallace again, and he will run right. Makes the first guy miss. He's inside the 15, down to about the 11 or the 12. We'll call it a gain of 5 to the 11. .740 for the third quarter. Third down and 2 from the 11 for Carthenville. They will motion the man that is Dixon right to left. Now Easterday claps his hand. Did someone jump? Carthenville thinks someone jumped. As when Easterday, or excuse me, when Dixon went next to Easterday, he kind of motioned like he was taking the handoff. Did that cause a movement? It did. Woodiver jumps off sides. That'll be a free first down. I wonder if that little motion by Dixon did cause that.
A lot of times that's all it takes.
That'll move the football down to around the 6-yard line, and it'll be first and goal from there. And this is the type of drive, Carl, for an elite team like Carthenville. When you get threatened, how do you respond? And right now, on the ground, taking chunks of yards.
Which they did not have the ability in the first half to run the ball well, it didn't seem like.
Easterday going to throw out to Dixon, quick hitter. Woodiver has it schemed up well, but Dixon still fighting, churning, and he's actually down inside the 5 to about the 3. There was nothing there, and just the pure grit and determination of Kyle Dixon got him halfway to pay dirt. It'll be second and goal from the 3, maybe the 2. Now Easterday will come under center, a power set for Carthenville. You don't see this often. Jarrett will hand to Dixon in the backfield. Kyle straight ahead over the center side of McLean, and I think he is short. He is down to the 1. Well, that's not a play we've seen from Carthenville.
No. Breaking out a little old-fashioned football and putting Kyle Dixon in the backfield.
Like Andy Easton football right there. 6-10, third quarter. Same formation. Easterday under center. He will give to Dixon again, and Kyle is into the end zone for the touchdown. Power football as they force their way into the end zone from 1 yard out with 6:04 to play in the third quarter. That is a must touchdown drive for Carthenville after Woodiver scored to start the third quarter. 8 plays, 55 yards. And who would figure Woodiver would have the big play quick hitter and Carthenville would have the predominantly rushing long drive?
That's right, because just a couple of passes of short, 7 and 3 yards in that drive.
Matt Schmidt on for the extra point try. Easterday will hold. The snap to Jarrett is good. Schmidt's kick is low and blocked. He has not missed any all year, maybe one.
That
but
went right into the line.
No air on that at all, yeah. 6:04, third quarter. A 1-yard touchdown from Kyle Dixon has Carthenville out in front of Woodiver 20-8. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Matt Schmidt has it teed up at the 40, set to tow it away for Carthenville. 20-8 Cavvies and a little onside poocher, and Woodiver will fall on top. They will start at their own 48-yard line. And, Carl, you hear it more in basketball in the playoffs, survive and advance. And that is kind of the mantra for Carthenville right now.
It is. Of course, you still want to play a solid game the rest of the way, too. And let's see if the defense, which was good in the first half, gave up that one huge running play, is a difference right now to giving Woodiver back in the game.
And the way sports works, Carthenville was due for a game like this. They played so flawlessly most
wrong.
Of the year. They really have a lot of mistakes. We just are not used to seeing them make. But with that said, they're up 20-8. Can they close the deal on Woodiver halfway through the third quarter? Oilers will start at their own 48-yard line. Hand off to Wiseman straight ahead. Takes a nice chunk across midfield down to the Carthenville 47-yard line. That's a gain of about 5. And the Woodiver running attack outside that big touchdown run from Dawson to start the third quarter, they've been just kind of consistently taking in that 3 to 5 yard range.
Well, actually averaging less than 3 yards a carry, right at it.
Second and 5 here as Beecham will work from shotgun. Wiseman right behind him. Dawson also in the backfield. They will give to Dawson running left. Flag comes out. Gets a couple of yards down to the Cavvy 43. That's in the area of an offensive hold. We'll wait for the official signal. Thrown from our referee. Two flags in the field, and it will be another chop block on Wood River. That's the second one of those. That's worse than a hold.
Right, 15 yards, personal foul, basically penalty. And I was just going to say, Tim, they didn't have a run over, had one of 8 yards, and most of them at best were six before that 46 yard. So Carlinville had always contained the running game until that 46 yard touchdown.
And isn't it weird? A lot of times you'll see it on fourth and short. If you can get through that initial surge,
yes,
you can get a lot.
And really, that play was kind of busted up by East Dalton Wood River, but they still got the first down because the Cavaliers just didn't get to him in time.
So a big chop block penalty. Instead of having third and short inside the Carlinville 45, they're going to have second and long back inside their own 40 at the 38 of Wood River, it looks like. Well, that's a big, big penalty for a team that wants to run the football. Second and 19. And with two chop block penalties, that tells you that the size and speed of this Carlinville defensive front is giving them trouble. From shotgun, Beecham. He will hand to Dawson on the sweep, and Tucker Hughes blows it up. Big loss back inside the 35 at the 33. Oh. Now a flag away from the play.
That's going to be
Logan Rosentrader was tied up with one of the Wood River linemen. That was Jeff Martinez. And did you see it, Carl?
I did not see it, but Rosentrader looked like he got the worst of it, like he got shot, hit from behind.
I looked over. Rosentrader had his head buried in the turf, and it's going to be a personal foul on Wood River.
Yeah, kind of. And that was not without seeing. I didn't really see it, but when the guy's getting up and he's limping, you kind of have a feeling the other guy gave him a chop block again.
And that was after the play, too, so the play will count. So it's going to be third down and a long, long way to go. Two costly penalties on Wood River, a chop block, and now a dead ball, unsportsmanlike 15-yard penalty. And if you're trying to spring a huge, huge upset, you can't have that.
No. And we did mention, we kind of think they might have had some on the quarterback and just didn't get called. One for sure and one possible other one.
Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. Third and 39. I don't think they got a play in the playbook for that one, Carlos. Carlinville probably does. They got three or four. They will keep it on the ground, and nothing doing it. A big hit cleaned up nicely there, and a flag comes out after this play. That looks like it's going to be on Wood River again, and it's going to be on the same player, Martinez, as Wood River has lost their cool here in the third quarter. So it's going to be fourth down.
And that'll also be out after the play.
But it's going to be fourth and a country mile here coming up. The play lost, we'll call it 2 yards back to the 31. Another personal foul on Wood River. I think it was Jeff Martinez on both of them, and it's fourth down. Now they're going to have to punt from their own basically goal line. We'll call 3 15-yard penalties on the drive, a chop block and two personal fouls.
Mm-mm.
And that's where a good job by Carlinville to not retaliate and make sure those weren't offsetting penalties. And that's hard to not retaliate against those cheap shots. Fourth and 47. Oh, my. And Dawson will punt from his own goal line.
Here.
Absolutely. Dixon waits just outside the Wood River 40. Snap is high through the hands of Dawson, and he will try to tuck and run, and he's going to be spun down at around the 10-yard line. The snap was a little bit high, but it went right through the hands of Dawson. Then he thought about trying to get the kick away, realized he couldn't do that, then thought, well, I'll try to run for 47.
Boy, oh boy, wouldn't it be better to take the safety?
Yes.
You can't get the kick away.
Absolutely. And Carlinville in to the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. Cavaliers will start, I think, at the 9 with 4:09 to play in the third quarter. A chance to blow it open a little bit here. Easter Day from shotgun will motion the man. That's Dixon right to left. Kyle will fake to Wallace. Nope, gives to Wallace and Ethan straight ahead. down to about the six for a gain of three. So Wood River came apart at the seams. Now a flag comes out, and Carl, I think we said it off the air that this game had the potential to get chippy, and I think it's going to be another flag on Wood River as Carlinville's clapping. That was after the play. The Oilers have absolutely lost their cool. It's going to be three personal fouls, I think, on Wood River in the last four snaps, all after the play. Boy, oh boy. Wait for the signal. The official's now over talking to Wood River head coach Gary Heron. And that might be along the lines of get your kids under control.
And do you ever just throw a kid out?
Another unsportsmanlike on Wood River. That'll be first and goal for the Cavaliers. And this is where you hope nobody gets hurt. third quarter. Carlinville leading 20-8. This was a 14-8 game after Wood River scored on their first possession. Carlinville marched right back for a touchdown to take the 20-8 lead. And then Wood River has just fallen apart. Three unsportsmanlike penalties with a shot block mixed in. It'll be second end goal, not a first down situation. That would be half the distance of the goal, so it'll be at the three. Second and goal at the three for Carlinville. Thought it would be first down.
Well, I guess it was already first and goal.
It's going to be second and goal, not first and goal after the unsportsmanlike penalty. That power set again. Dixon in the backfield, Easterday under center. They will give to Wallace. Ethan Wallace untouched into the end zone for the Cavi touchdown. That makes it 26-8, a 3-yard touchdown after another Wood River personal foul penalty. 3:43 to play in the third quarter. Winds up being just a 2-play, 9-yard drive. In 24 seconds. Matt Schmidt will be on for the extra point. His last one went right off his own line. Of course, Matt, a fantastic soccer player. Scored a bunch of goals for the Cavaliers soccer team who lost in the regional final. Easterday to hold, Schmidt to kick. It's one plenty of leg, plenty of height, and it is good. 3:43 for quarter number three, and Carlinville leads Wood River 27-8. This is the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. Cavs leading Wood River 27-8. Carl and I will be in Decatur tomorrow. Staunton at St. Teresa. Pregame show at 12:40. Live kickoff at 1 o'clock here on FM 106 as Schmidt, low liner, gets past one of the Wood River upmen, then goes out of bounds. Now a flag comes out of the sideline as he is official. Do not want this game to get out of control. Well, that's a flag just for the kickoff going out of bounds.
Well, it could be.
It just came late. That's what surprised me.
He's telling Wood River putting his arms up like he knew he did something. So let's see.
Yeah, that's never good. That's the most guilty look that you can have when you put your hands up. I didn't do nothing. The flag was for the kickoff out of bounds. I don't think we're going to get another flag here. Oh, we are going to get a dead ball, personal foul on Wood River. Wow, another one.
Yeah, it was probably just a shove down because, I seen a Stalton Wood River player just putting his arms up. Like, I didn't do it.
Yeah, if you
and the ref's standing there throwing a flag, so.
Yeah, if you want to look guilty, put your arms up and say, I didn't do nothing. Jennifer Graham has a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jennifer. So that is four personal foul dead ball penalties on Wood River in what would basically be the last, six snaps?
Yes.
Do you count the kickoff as a snap?
Like I say, usually a player would be thrown out of a game. They haven't been on the same player every time.
Two of them were on the same player.
Right.
That ball is going to be now stepped back with the penalty at the 24-yard line. Whatever had it within six and has just come apart. Unforced mental mistakes, the frustration. Carlinville should have been the team that was frustrated
Woodruff should have been flying high.
I was more concerned with that happening, actually.
Yeah. McConville has kept their cool. Wood River has not. And the Cavaliers lead 27-8. Now the defense is going to pin back and look to do some damage. Beecham from shotgun will hand to Newtall running right. And the Cavaliers just escort him right out of bounds. He winds up on the track he had to run so far sideways. Got 1 yard to the 25. It'll be 2nd and 9. I hope they actually gave him 3 on the play, it looks like. Although, I think they did give him across the 25, I think, to the 26, so a gain of 2.
Well, in that part of the field, you can see it's been getting a little choppy now as it's been played on a lot lately here.
And there was a lot of rain, probably close to an inch of rain that came down over the Mid-Illinois area overnight and through most of the day as we kind of had an on and off mist. It looks like it's actually misting right now as I say that. It is. It's a light mist. Beecham will hand it off straight ahead and nothing doing. The Cavaliers shut that down. That was Wiseman on the carry. Might have gained 1 yard of the 27, no more than that. It'll be 3rd and long, 3:23 for the third quarter. Football weather tonight, man.
It is. Hasn't been a traditional Cavalier football game, but they seem to be battling back as far as having a very strange game overall. We missed extra points, missed turnovers, period.
Much better, though, here in the third quarter outside that missed extra point. Beecham will work from shotgun. He will hand to... That is Dawson running left. He is short of the line to gain. He got to the 30 for a pickup of 3, and it'll be 4th down and about 4. Clock runs at 2:40 for the third quarter. As coming off the field without his hat is Blaze Ballou. He will trot off the field. He'll put it back on as he gets to the sideline. Looks like Woodruff's going to punt.
Fourth down. Carlinville's looked a little out
got,
of sync.
Yeah, you got
on
three players
play.
Sprinting off the field. I don't think they were ready for the punt necessarily. And now, did Carlinville take a timeout to avoid the penalty? I think they did. Yes. So we saw Carlinville get a too many men on the field penalty in the first half and almost had one right there. 2:28 for the third quarter. It is 27-8, Cavaliers lead. You're listening to the opening round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Jennifer, thank you very much. 27-8, Cavaliers lead. Oilers getting set to punt. At least we think. Carlinville not so sure. They don't have anybody back. They're worried about the fake. Dawson will stand at around his own 15, and he will punt it away. Nobody back deep for Carlinville. This is a good kick. Bounces at about the 36 and stops right there. Backspin like a wedge. And the Cavaliers will take over at around the 35, probably the 36.
And with the mist and everything, not a bad idea just to guard against them going on fourth down. Let's face it, it's 2 minutes left in this quarter, and the way East Allen Woodruff runs the ball, they're going to need all the time in the world. They're going to have to keep the ball out of the Cavaliers' hands.
Have we seen the Cavaliers attempt a pass in this half?
Two. They had two short passes on their touchdown drive, but they were a little 7-yarder and a little 3-yarder.
Each today will work from shotgun. Three receivers to the left. Now they will motion Dixon right across the formation. A flag comes out. Did Carlinville move early? I think so.
Probably would be a false start of some sorts.
And it will be, let's see, a false start on Carlinville. So that'll cost them 5 yards. And it's going to move the football just outside the 30 to the 31. 2:18 for the third quarter. Woodruff scored a 46-yard touchdown courtesy of Ryan Dawson to start the second half that made it 14-8. 13 unanswered since that time for Carlinville, but 4 unsportsmanlike penalties against Woodruff since that time as well. Dixon motions left to right. Easterday going to do a little pump action fake. Looking for DeLong. Has him caught at the 40. He's into the Severs are coming red zone. Will he get caught? 10, 5, high step touchdown.
Woo. What a throw.
And Colton DeLong, the usual running back, catches a bomb.
69 yards on the touchdown from Easterday to DeLong, and the pump action set it all up. And once again, Jared Easterday right on target. And then give DeLong credit. He outran the Oiler defense into the end zone.
I thought he'd get caught because he did have to hesitate a little bit, but you always take, don't overthrow the guy when he's wide open. Make sure he gets it. But he had to slow up just a little bit, but he still had enough speed to beat the defender to the goal line.
One play, touchdown drive, 69 yards. Schmidt now on for the extra point try. Snap is down. Schmidt's kick is low, but enough to get over the crossbar, and it is good. 2:06 for the third quarter. The Cavaliers starting to look like the Cavaliers. 34-8, Carthenville leads Wood River. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. With the missed falling, Schmidt kicks it deep. Dawson with the return, and he might go. One man to beat that is Schmidt, and Schmidt gets him out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That was a blown coverage there, Carl. The ball was kicked to the right. Looked like all the Carthenville returnees went to the left.
They've had some strange plays, haven't they, on the kickoffs today?
And the soccer player Schmidt was on the island right there, Carl. He's like, I didn't sign up for this.
I was going to say, and the soccer player makes the play.
I'm not here to kick extra points. What do you mean I got to make a tackle? But he did it. He got him out of bounds. And that will be much appreciated by his teammates and coaching staff. That's a good play by Schmidt. Ball will be spotted just outside the Carlinville 30 at the 33, we'll call it. 34-8, Cavvies. Beecham from shotgun has Wiseman and Dawson in the backfield. They will give to Wiseman, and he will dive forward to the 30. Stop made right there by Jordan Bressler. Pickup of 3 yards. 105 seconds for the third quarter.
Talk about a long day, though. Wiseman, 17 carries, 39 yards.
Oh, boy.
He's gaining something almost every down, but it's never big.
Tough sledding.
Yeah.
Not many. A couple of big plays, obviously, the 20-yard tip pass completion in the first half, then that 46-yard run for the touchdown here in the third quarter that came on the Oilers' first drive of the half. But, yeah, other than that, not much. Dawson running left, bounces outside, and tries to turn it up, and he has nowhere to go. Good pursuit that time from the Cavalier defense. Host of blue jerseys over there to make the stop. It's going to be third down for Wood River. Let's see. They will mark Dawson down at the 27-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3. It's going to be third and a long 3 into the final minute of the third quarter.
But to East Alton Wood River, to their credit, this is their game. But it's a clock-eating thing. Now when you're trailing, it just doesn't work very well for you.
40 seconds for the quarter, 34-8, Carthenville leading, in control. Wasn't that way for much of the first half. Early in the third quarter, they run straight ahead, and I think about a yard shy is Wiseman. So he got down to around the 24, but he's going to be a yard shy. 20 seconds for the quarter. See if Woodiver wants to get off another snap. They should try. Down 34-8, but I don't know if they will. They're still huddled up with 10 seconds. And on 4th and 1, they're just going to let the third quarter clock run out. So the Cavaliers respond after the Oilers scored a touchdown in the first possession of the half to make it 14-8. After that, 20 unanswered from the Cavaliers as they put 4 fingers up as they come to the Carthenville sideline. After 3 quarters, it is Carthenville 34, Wood River 8. You're listening to the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Money quarter time, 34-8. Carthenville leads. Wood River has 4th and 1 at the Carthenville 23. Still looking for the first trip in the Seifert Equipment red zone tonight as the mist falls here at Carthenville. Beecham will hand to Wiseman. He is hit in the backfield, and he did not get it. The Carthenville defensive front shuts it down. Rosentrader was there first, and then the Cavalry arrived. Wood River turns it over on downs. And once again, Carl, the Carthenville defense comes up big.
They do indeed.
And this is the type of offensive night the Carthenville had early to where if their defense didn't come to play,
right,
they might have been in trouble.
first half was the key. Was they totally shut him down. A lot of opportunities.
Cromville's going to take over at the 24-yard line, it looks like. As Easterday will work from shotgun. We'll get a game break after this snap. Motions Ambule across the formation to the left. Jarrett, pump action. He's going to throw it out to Dixon. Kyle, he will turn it up the field, and he'll step out of bounds at the 39. Here's Jennifer Graham with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Clock running, 11:45 for the ball game. A 15-yard gain that time from Kyle Dixon on the little swing pass. Three receivers to the left. They will motion Ambule across the formation to the right. Wallace, the tailback, he got an early start, and it'll be a false start on Carlinville. And it was a running play to Wallace, so he was just in a hurry to get the ball. That'll move the football back to the 34.
Only the fourth penalty on Carlinville, and all of them of the 5 yards.
Whereas Woodiver's penalties have been the 15-yard variety.
We got about four of them in, what, a two-minute span.
Yeah, four personal foul penalties. They have a couple of chop blocks mixed in there, too. But, yeah, for about a two-minute stretch, Woodiver just lost their cool. It was very strange. It's a time when Carlinville should have been getting frustrated, but instead it was the other way. Easterday from shotgun. Again, Ambule left to right across the formation in the mist. They will swing it out to Will Walton. Walton makes the catch, turns it upfield. Got a block, uses the speed, has a first down. A helmet comes flying off from one of the Oiler players. That is Josh Franklin. His helmet bounced about 15 yards down the field. Will Walton has a nice gain inside of the Woodiver 45 down to the 44. Gain of about 22 that time for Walton. And Will Walton is just... he's dangerous. He's sneaky fast, Carl, at 6'3", 185 when he gets
sneaky
loose.
Sneaky fast. Well, first big play of the game was his 42-yard catch.
Easterday from gun has Wallace behind him. Inside of 11 minutes for the ball game, 34-8. They will give to Ethan Wallace. Runs right inside of the 40 down to about the 37 for a gain of 7. Nice blocking off that right side that time by Stillwell and Blaze Ballou. This has been an old-school football game in a lot of ways. Woodiver's been lining up and smashing it, and we've seen Carlinville with some more power type of plays than we've seen in a long, long time. Easterday from shotgun, second and three. He will pitch left to Wallace. Ethan needs to make a man miss, stiff arm, and he will stay on his feet, gets rode out of bounds, and he is right at the sticks. Good, powerful into the run that time from Ethan Wallace on the far side of the field. Woodiver did a good job to get into the backfield there. Tried to string Ethan out, but he was able to eventually get the corner. And let's see. Yep, moved the chains. He got the first down inside of the 35 at the 34. Gain of 3. Ball game. 34-8. 20 unanswered from Carlinville, and Woodiver wants a timeout. You're listening to the first round of the 3A playoffs. Carlinville leading East Alton and Woodiver 34-8. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School, 34-8. It's 20 unanswered from Carlinville. They had 14 unanswered to start the game, and now 20 unanswered after Woodiver pulled within 14-8. Easterday from shotgun. Dixon motions right to left across the formation. Kyle, a little pump action. Now he's going to look the other way. End zone. Dixon is there. Touchdown. Whoa. Fake to the right. Whoa. Bomb it to the left. A 34-yard touchdown. Easterday to Dixon at the 10:08 mark of the fourth quarter. And this has been a gutsy effort from the Cavaliers here tonight. I think we found out a lot about this Cromville team tonight, Carl.
Well, they definitely got it going here in the second half.
And we thought they would. Five plays, 76 yards on the touchdown drive. Comes at the 10:08 mark of the ball game. Now Schmidt will kick into the south upright. Easterday to hold. The snap is high. Jarrett got it down, but it was late, and the kick is no good. The timing was all off. Jarrett did all he could do with the high snap, and it looked like he bobbled a little bit on the way down as well. Possible the wet football played a factor on both the snap and the hold. The mist is falling, and the Cavaliers are rolling. 40-8, Carthenville leads Wood River, 10-08 for the ball game. We're back with the Cavy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Coming up tomorrow, the first round of the 2A playoffs. Staunton will be at Decatur St. Teresa. We'll have it for you live at 1 with the kickoff. Pre-game coverage 12:40 here on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Little squib kick fielded by Newtall, and he will return it out around the 40-yard line. And that's where Wood River will start, first and 10, trailing 40-8 with 10:03 to play in the ball game. The winner of this game will get the winner of Vandalia and Paxton Buckley Loda. That game in Vandalia tomorrow afternoon, I believe that's a 2:00 kickoff in Vandy tomorrow. If Vandalia wins, they'll be here next week. If Paxton wins, Carlinville will head there. That's a 7:10 matchup.
Let's take a look at Jared Easter today for the day. 11 out of 13 completions, 4 touchdowns, 258 yards. Favorite receiver, Mr. Kyle Dixon, has 115 yards and 4 catches, a 63-yarder and a 34-yard touchdown.
We've seen that before.
We have indeed.
Beecham from shotgun will hand to Newtall. He will run right, tries to find a seam, not much there. He'll be shy of the 45 and around the 43. Short gain of 2. Clock will run inside of 10 minutes for the ball game. Miss continues to fall here at Carthenville. It's so light, unless you really look up right at the lights, it's hard to even see it coming down.
Yeah, well, it's just that nuisance miss.
Yeah.
It'll keep the field and ball a little damp.
That's exactly right. Second and 7 for the Wood River Oilers. 9:25 for the ball game. Carlinville crowding the line of scrimmage as Beecham works from shotgun. He will hand to Wiseman, tries to go left, not much there, crosses the 45 out to the 46. Gain of 3. It's going to be third and about 5 here for Wood River, trailing 40-8. We saw a great response from Carlinville in all phases after the Oilers scored on the first drive of the third quarter to make it 14-8. That was, let's see, at the 9:50 mark of the third quarter. All Carthenville since that time. Third and 5 for Wood River. Cavies again crowd that line of scrimmage. Beecham raises his leg, sends the man in motion. They'll give it to Newtall running right, and he's going to be brought down a yard shy of the first down. Let's go to Jennifer Graham with a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, Jennifer. It's 4th and 1 here for Wood River. 8 minutes to play in the ball game. They had 4th and 2 early in the third quarter, went for it and scored a 46-yard touchdown. That made it 14-8, now 40-8. Cavaliers have flexed their muscles since that time. They will hand it off to the left. That is Dawson. I don't know if he got it. If he got it, he barely got it.
Good tackle, but he only needed, what, about a foot. So
I don't know if he got it, Carl.
He might not have.
Depends where they spot this football. We're going to need a measurement.
Right on the marker.
They did not get it.
Don't get it.
Short.
Wow.
Needed a half yard. He didn't get it. Again, kudos to this Carlinville defense. Yes.
Like you say, the touchdown one, they had an easier chance to stop him. It was 4th and 2 or 3, a long 2 at least, and the play was even messed up, and they still got it. But here the defense has come up, stopping him on a 4th down and run twice.
Isude from shotgun. 3 receivers to the right. Flags come out before the snap. And let's see, I think it's going to be on Carlinville. Cavies right on their season average of points allowed at 8. Came in scoring 50 per game. They put up 40. And considering, Carl, they had 14 at the half and looked out of sorts, the fact that they're at 40 now really speaks to how well they've played here in the second half.
With a lot of time left. But truthfully, we don't see this team out there in this quarter with 7 minutes left in the game.
Hasn't happened very often. The Vandalia game certainly was. And there was one other game this year where they played in the fourth quarter, but it just was not the norm this year as they trucked everybody in the South Central Conference all year long. A sideline warning on Wood River was the call, not a false start on Carthenville.
The official over there on the Oilers sideline threw the flag. Must have felt like the walls were closing in. First and 10, Carthenville, right at the 50. 7:47 for the ball game. They will hand to Wallace. Oh, spins away. Was hit in the backfield. What a nifty move from Ethan Wallace down to the Woodiver 44-yard line. A gain of 6. He was hit in the backfield, spun away, somehow kept his balance, and gained 6.
How about the fact that Ethan Wallace has 53 yards and 9 carries? He went into the half with only 9 yards.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been negative 4. I take it back. he had that one play where they dropped the pitch and had to recover the fumble.
He's been the feature back here.
Actually, more than 53. Had to make up for his negative 4.
Remember that third quarter drive, the first touchdown drive, it was all Ethan Wallace for the most part.
And he has one of the Cavalier touchdowns.
They motion Dixon right to left across the formation. Easterday takes the snap, fakes to Wallace, throws the slant to Ambu. Full head of steam. He's got the first down inside the 35, down to the 32, a gain of 12. And, Carl, that's the play right there that Carlinville could really burn you with.
They can, and it's amazing. You think teams would be looking for it. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, and he's really aired it out today. He fakes that pass, and he goes deep, and
that's
it's
right.
been open.
They've got so many dangerous deep plays off that play. You're exactly right, but no one is coming and actually stopping it are two different things.
Yeah.
First and 10 for the Cavaliers as they near that Severs Equipment red zone. Looking for more. 40-8, Carthenville leads 6:35 for the ball game. Jarrett from shotgun going to pitch left to Wallace. Ethan looking for blocking, gets it. Oh, a big-time hit out there at around the 30-yard line as Wallace gets hit backwards. That was a major lick laid. Let's see, I think that was Sean McKee who laid it down. It was. He had the interception earlier tonight and just laid a big hit on Ethan Wallace. Stopped him right in his tracks and knocked him backwards as he is, let's see, right around the 30, inside the 30. We'll call it the 27. That was a gain of 5, and he earned those 5.
Did indeed.
6 minutes, ball game. Easterday from shotgun. Wallace the deep back. Jarrett will hand to Ethan Wallace. Makes the first guy miss, makes the second guy miss, and he is down around the 25, just outside it at the 26. One hard-fought yard there for Ethan Wallace. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. Been a fun, entertaining game here tonight. Hard-hitting, smash-mouth type of game. We've seen some vintage big Carthenville offensive plays, but not as many as we've come accustomed to this year. Give Woodiver's defense credit for that. They had those 4 unsportsmanlike penalties in a 2-minute stretch that really unsettled them. Here is Wallace. He plows straight ahead. He should have the first down as he is at the 21-yard line, a gain of 5 inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. 40-8 Cavaliers. Looking for more. The outcome's no longer in doubt. Carlinville will be moving on to the second round. That'll be the 7th straight year they've been in at least the second round. Impressive.
That's impressive in itself.
3rd straight year they will have beaten Woodiver in the first round. Easterday will hand to Wallace. Ethan Wallace dances and bursts, and he has a nice gain down to around the 15, and Carthenville back in the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville, online at SeversEquipment.com. I think he got down to the 10, a gain of 11. It's first and goal.
And Wallace now 70 yards. Like I say, he started the first half, or started this half in a hole, negative 4.
An impressive half, and boy, did Carlinville need it, too.
And they had no running game with their running backs. The quarterback, Easterday, had a good first half running.
Jared from shotgun, first and goal at the 9. Oh, Wallace
boy.
Drilled off of his feet in the backfield. Wow. Another big-time look. He's taken 2 huge shots on the drive, both of them courtesy of Sean McKee. That was the best hit of the night right there.
That was just good.
Wow.
Football hit, wasn't it?
Woo.
Met him in the backfield.
As soon as Wallace took the handoff, McKee drilled him, knocked him off his feet, flat on his back. Big time hit. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. I'm going to block that McKee kid.
Yes. I would be talking to the lineman that doesn't block you if you're Ethan Wallace.
Yesterday from shotgun. Oh, faked the pitch, but Wallace went the other way. Now Ethan takes it from the right, and he will make something out of nothing there. Jarrett turned to pitch it left. Well, no one was there. Reverse course, I'll pitch it to the right.
I can't believe that was part of the play. That
I don't
had
think
to
so.
Be a mix-up.
Somebody went the wrong way.
Give him credit for going ahead and making the pitch. I think he noticed he was open there at least.
That's an unsettling feeling when you're the quarterback and you turn to pitch and no one's there. Uh-oh. So it's going to be third and goal at the 10. 2:50 for the ball game.
Well, big games. Will Walton, 3 catches, 69 yards. And of course, Jake Ambiel has not so many yards, but the most catches in the game. He's got 5 catches, 36 yards. He's a good one to go for in these short down situations and in traffic.
Cronulla is running the play clock down to 1, and they will take the timeout. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Carthenville leading 40-8. This is the first round of the 3A playoffs on WSMI. Third and goal from the 10 for Carthenville. Leading 40-8, 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Yesterday from shotgun, Wallace the deep back. More of a power looking set as they will play action, looking in zone. Ambiel caught, touchdown. Another touchdown for Easterday as he finds Ambiel for the second time tonight. This one a 10-yard strike after he found it for 7 yards in the game's first score. Makes it 46-8. Carl, this game's going to wind up a lot. It's going to be a lot closer than the final score is going to indicate.
Well, especially for Carlinville, because we've seen them with this kind of score, but it's usually first team's out at the half or very early in the third quarter. This is the fourth quarter, so.
Schmidt will be on for the extra point try. Two have been no good tonight. One was low, the other because of the wet football. Jarrett gets this one down, plenty of leg and height, and Schmidt puts it through the south goalpost. 2:26 for the ball game, 47-8. The Carthenville Cavaliers leading the East Dalton Wood River Oilers. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. Squib kickoff, and it is returned by Richard Stewart across midfield down to the Carthenville 46-yard line. Wood River's had a couple of returns tonight. The kicker, Matt Schmidt, had to make a stop a few kickoffs ago. 2:17 for the ball
game. More lunch money, won't he?
That's exactly right.
You got to beef up or you're going to make me tackle.
So Carlinville will await the winner of Vandalia Paxton Buckley Lota. That game tomorrow afternoon in Vandalia. It's a 7-10 matchup. If the Vandals win, they will come here for a rematch in the South Central Conference. If Paxton Buckley Lota were to upset Vandalia, they would host Carlinville next week in round two. Of course, we'll have it for you here on WSMI FM 106, no matter where it's at. We'll be in Decatur tomorrow, Staunton at St. Teresa. That game will be live at 12:40 here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Carl, this is where the last 2 minutes of this game, you hope it doesn't get chippy.
Right. You're hoping they'll just fade away, so to speak, with a few running plays. And no, East Dalton Wood River has never been in a hurry. Have you
right.
noticed that?
I mean,
it's, well, of course, now it is too late. But, I mean, this is just their style of offense, and I don't think it's easy for them to change. And they're going to eat up 30, 40 seconds every running play almost.
They were down 12 at the half, but they really took it to Carlinville in those first two quarters and probably should have been either closer or maybe actually leading this game at the half. Carlinville still has not trailed all season long. Handoff goes to Warren. Carl, I don't think that game's even been tied other than 0-0. Against Carlinville this year. I could be wrong about that. I know they haven't trailed, but I don't think they've ever been tied outside of 0-0. And with their offense, it hasn't been 0-0 very long.
No, not usually.
No. Stay tuned. Jennifer Graham will have some post-game scores for us here on WSMI FM 106. Number of games tonight, of course. All sorts of games tomorrow.
Always a great weekend of football here in the opening round. Once we get to next week, most of the games will be on Saturday. Still the opportunity for a Friday game. The ball is loose without missed falling, and Carlinville might have got on top of it. Now we'll get the rugby scrum. A flag comes in. That's going to be on Carlinville as Lane Stinnett came in late. Just looking for trying to get on top of that fumble, but he dove on top of the pile, so that's going to be flagged. That's flagged. Jared Easterday sliding, getting clocked in the head. Not flagged. Okay.
Boy, yeah. Well, of course, they did start to call quite a few there. The game did change in that second half.
You're exactly right about that. So that'll be on the net of Carlinville. Oh, going to get offsetting ones perhaps. Or might have just pointed the wrong way initially. It will be Carlinville football as that was post-possession. So just be a couple of knees here from Jared Easterday, and the Carlinville Cavaliers will be into the second round for the seventh straight season. That is an impressive streak for the Carlinville Cavaliers and Chad Easterday. Remember, for a long time, they couldn't get over that second-round hump. They would always run in. Well, they ran into Auburn a couple of years there. But 2 years ago, all the way to the state championship game. Last year, state quarterfinals and an overtime loss to Pleasant Plains. And now they survived and advanced here tonight against a very gritty Wood River team. And, Carl, there's a lot of young talent on this Wood River team. So they will be back, and they will just hope that they don't draw Carlinville again in the playoffs for the fourth straight year.
Well, Carlinville won't take them lightly, I guarantee, if that happens next year.
Absolutely not. There's one knee for Jared Easterday. It's going to take one more. So a gutsy win here tonight for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they struggled most of the first half. You give Wood River the credit. The Oilers come out, score on their first possession of the second half. All of a sudden it's 14-8, and it's looking a little spotty from the Carlinville perspective. And then we saw the talent, the grit, and the determination of this Carlinville team as they blew Wood River out from that point on. 47-8 is going to be the final. One more snap from Easterday will do it. Victory formation. There's the knee. And for the seventh straight year, the Carlinville Cavaliers have won a playoff game as they beat East Alton Wood River 47-8 here in the opening round of the 3A playoffs. We'll take a break. Jennifer Graham will have some scores on the other side as you're listening to high school football on WSMI FM 106. 47-8, the Carlinville Cavaliers win it here tonight in the opening round of the 3A playoffs. And Carl, I think in a lot of ways, obviously they won, so that's the most important thing. But the way they won, I think, is a good thing because they had so many, for lack of a better term, easy wins during the regular year against good teams. You know, Payne and Vandalia State ranked blew them out, hammered Greenville last week. This is really the first game where we were in the third quarter and thought, oh boy, they're getting tested.
Well, absolutely. As soon as Wood River scores that touchdown, it's less than a touchdown lead. But things did change after that. The Cavaliers took over.
I think that's what we found out about this Carlinville team. We knew they were talented. We knew with all the seniors and the experience that they had that they were going to be battle ready, even though they hadn't been battle tested. But when it got to be 14-8, it's like the light switch was flipped on.
It switched on in a big way. Well, the offense finally just got the ball more often. Kind of they had the two turnovers. They had the onside kick. That's three possessions they didn't get. Then they had the safety. So there's four possessions that Carlinville just basically didn't have in that first half, and I think they just weren't in sync at all.
And you're exactly right. And to be able to find that flow in a playoff game that was pretty physical, that says a lot about this team as well. And they did it a lot with the running game. When it was 14-8, they went to Ethan Wallace.
In the second half, virtually no running game whatsoever, and except for the yards that Jared Easterday had picked up. But Ethan Wallace ends up with 70 yards and 12 carries. He only had the one negative 4 yard in the first half, so that's 11 carries for 70 yards. That's more his average, so that got going for him. Man, what a day Jared Easterday had.
Wow.
12 out of 14. He has the one pick, but he throws five touchdowns? Five touchdown passes, and he throws for 268 yards in those only 14 attempts. That's a lot of yards per attempt.
Oh, absolutely. So Carlinville gets the win here tonight, and
The most impressive thing is seven straight years with a playoff win. That is hard to do because that's a lot of roster turnover at a small public school. So to win a playoff game seven consecutive years, hats off to Chad Easton and his program.
No doubt about it. You just have to look at Carlinville's history. They've done this seven straight years on two. 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago? 2 years ago, they're runner-up of the state. There's a lot of those players, sophomores then, seniors now.
That's right. We came on the air talking about unfinished business, and it's still not done. They got a lot bigger things on their mind. But first things first, you got to win the first one. And they got tested tonight, but they came out on the big end. And the fact that, you know, the first half definitely was not a prototypical Carlinville first half of football. With all that said, the defense pitched a shutout, 2 points and a safety, and they were winning by 12.
Right. The defense did its job. It got burned on one big play in the second half, or otherwise it shut down Wood River twice on a fourth and short and stuffed them, and that was a key in the second half too.
So now if you're Carlinville, I don't know if they necessarily care who they play. If they get the rematch with Vandalia, it's here. New opponent Paxton Buckley-Loda, it would be there. I don't know that Carlinville cares. It'd be interesting to see a Vandalia rematch, though.
It would be, and Vandalia was able to move the ball extremely well on that Cavalier defense. So you couple that in with this offensive start here in this game, you wonder, well, we know what Vandalia is going to do. They're going to be looking at the film of that team. But at the same time, the offense, when it was just made plays, it was fine. It was really their own mistakes that hurt them, and more so than anything.
Yeah, with whatever recovering the onside kick, it was just kind of a strange start to the game, and it almost like knocked Carlinville back a little bit.
Everything kind of went that way for a while. The two turnovers then. They lost a lot of opportunity in the first half to just score the ball because really they didn't get stopped. And did they even ever punt?
In the Vandalia game?
No, in this game.
No, they did not.
No punt. See, it's you just don't – the stats, of course, show they beat them bad in 378 total yards to 194. But at the same time, it was more of just the flow of the game until that second – that third quarter was outstanding. That was just normal Carlinville, though.
Absolutely.
That's what we've seen in so many first quarters.
Yeah. At the end of the day, when you see the score tomorrow, it's like, oh, yeah, they won 47-8.
Pretty much normal, right?
Absolutely right. So congratulations to the Carlinville Cavaliers. We'll, of course, have them on the radio next week, whether they're hosting Vandalia or traveling to take on Paxton Buckley-Loda. Of course, tomorrow we'll be up in Decatur for a 2A first-round game. The Staunton Bulldogs will take on St. Teresa. Live coverage begins at 12:40 with the pregame kickoff at 1 o'clock right here on WSMI FM 106. Always streaming our sports online at WSMIRadio.com. That's going to wrap it up here from Carlinville. Thanks to Athletic Director Darren Deneve and his entire staff, as they treat us so good every time we come into town. So we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast this evening. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Thanks to David Jenkins. He took care of the pregame show. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106 and provided us with our WSMI game breaks. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. The final one more time from Carlinville in the opening round of the 3A playoffs. The Carlinville Cavaliers beat East Alton Wood River for the third time in a row in the first round, 47-8. Good night from Carlinville.